the
he felt about when he met with Gandhi and the Bulgarians? Do you know about that?
I was not there, but from what we have been hearing, it's just simple thing that he is going for the first time, Baba is leaving for the first time to England. And that time coincided with the round table conference that was to be held in London. So, there was a mayor in Karachi. At that time, India was not divided. So, by name Jamshed Mehta. He was the mayor of Karachi, who was a fast friend of Gandhi. So, now naturally, mayor is not going for the round table, but Gandhi is going, so all know it. It was in paper and all that sort of thing. He has to take the lead in the round table conference to decide whether to give India independence or not. That was the round table. Have you all heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So whatever it was, whether you all were there or not. So, he sent a telegram to Gandhi saying that now that you are going, because Jamshed Mehta was in contact with Baba and Baba people, Faram Dada Chanji, who was the secretary of Baba, and they were friends also. Jamshed and Faramji were friends. So he must have said that we are going by this ship. What ship was that? Steve, do you remember?
The Rajputana.
So he sent a cable to Gandhi, telegram to Gandhi saying that don't ever miss meeting Meher Baba, who is on board the same ship with you. And Gandhiji had great regard and respect for Jamshed Mehta, so he had to carry out what his wish was. So that's how he came to Baba's cabin, and the cabin was open and said, Gandhi is waiting there. I want to see you. And he said that here is the cable that I received and I have come to see you. He was very simple. Gandhiji was very simple, very natural. Very natural person, yeah. Baba liked him, loved him very much. And they would pass some hours there, conversing. Of course, Baba was silent. He was using his board at that time. Baba, he would say, Baba, why have you observed silence? People need to hear you. Why? Why this silence? Well, time come. As it is, I'm speaking. But when the time comes, they will hear. And so forth and so on.
See,
no, but they must know something about your teachings. Baba said, I have got the book there. Well, when the book comes out, the world will know about it. Where is that book? He said, well, it is here with us. So then, can I see a few pages? Can I see where the book is? It was not a book. It was all sheets of paper that he had written.
Mm-hmm.
So he called for the tin suitcase that was there.
A little
tin box. What had happened was, Baba said, all right, open and show him a few pages. It was placed before Baba. Where is the key? The key was not to be found. Key was lost. Baba said, what happened with the key? Where is the key? Because so often they would carry the box around, they had completely forgotten about the key. Box would be all the time with one of the mandali going from place to place, wherever he would go out, tours in India and all that. So that day the key was gone. So he says, have no worry, because I have got my man who can tinker with these things. So Baba cracked a joke again in a human form. Ah, so you carry such people around you who can open the locked things. So Gandhiji had a laugh. He says, yeah, we have got a person. And so he opened it with, you know, a piece of wire and nail or something like that. And that's how a few pages were read out by him. So it's something unique. It should go in all languages, and especially India needs it in its own language. So Baba says, well, you are a Gujarati, why don't you translate it into Gujarati? So, but Baba, I know, how is it possible for me now, where I'm so deeply involved in this, steeped into all this politics and all. Well, you are going for your conference there, for independence of India, that is my guarantee. On condition you promise me that after you get independence, you will do that. So that is promised. I will jump with joy that day when it comes. I will dance with joy. Gandhiji used that word. I will dance with joy. These are the reports that I have heard from those who were there. And the day did come when independence was given to India. Baba sent an emissary to remind him. Well, independence is there. Now you get out of the politics. But Baba, see how it is, the interim we have to I have to see to that now, what will happen. So there is an interim period and all that. So all that. Remember the promise. Again Baba sent another message after some time, when everything was settled. So Baba still had to be, and soon after that he was shot. That's the end of it. So this much we have heard. Well, Baba loved Nehru and Gandhi very much. They were real men at the helm of the country. And Baba had said that when I come after 700 years, there will be one Nehru at that time. He said about Nehru.
There will be
one Nehru again in, when I come.
Do you think it's possible that Gandhi had another birth?
Another?
Another incarnation?
Of course. Yeah.
So then he can maybe in another lifetime.
He'll be a saintly person. Yeah. Who knows? He might become the master or perfect master. Who knows? He was a man of that caliber.